due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
It's incumbent upon me as the chairman of the board to give all of you the highest caliber competition I possibly can. The biggest box office I can possibly give you. Therefore, Kobe, I'm replacing you. I have no alternative. I'm replacing you with a man I've appointed that is more deserving than you, quite frankly. More qualified than you, Kobe. I present to you the man who will face Daniel Bryan at Fastlane.
It's this man right here.
Kevin Owens. Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 2nd. Just one holiday today, folks. It's Old Stuff Day. So it's a holiday dedicated to myself. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donut Slight Empire, Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 235 at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. There's never a cover charge for UFC pay-per-views. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early. Come out and hang out with us. We'll be down there. There'll be drink specials all night long. Everybody will have a great time watching UFC. John Jones makes his return, his second fight back from suspension. And they didn't have to move this one someplace else. You know, he was all cleared and everything to fight tonight. So he'll be fighting in the main event tonight, defending his light heavyweight championship. I believe that. And, there's lots of fights on there. We get to see Tyron Woodley as well. And there's just a great night of fights. Come down and hang out with us. 10 p.m. start time. That's UFC 235. Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door tonight. Also, you interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. In fact, there's a game today. We will be, I'll be there tonight announcing. It starts at, the doors open at 5. It's at 6 o'clock at the Dome Arena out in Henrietta. Come check it out if you've never seen roller derby before. Pittsburgh Steel City Rollers are coming to town. Both their, we get doubleheader with the Rock Stars versus the A team and the B sides versus the B team. So we're going to have the two full games of roller derby tonight at the Dome Arena. Come out and hang out with me. We'll have a good time. I promise you. It's a blast. If you've never seen it before, you know, you can squeeze that in and then come out and hang out with us at UFC 235 tonight. Danger Boy, what's up today?
Not much. Finally got the headphones to stay in some kind of way.
You should see this contortion. We ought to invent something for the iPhone when we're doing Facebook Live, because we're on Facebook Live right now, and that's...
Spoke too soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're on Facebook Live right now. If you heard that bang, it means the headphones just fell off the phone. And we're doing, if you're a friend on Facebook, it's go to Pain, is it Pain _ Clinic or just Pain Clinic? I can't remember. It's Pain Clinic on Facebook.
Yes, Pain _ Clinic on Twitter.
Right now, you can see Danger Boy very frustrated. They're having problems getting the headphones so you can actually hear us while the Facebook feed is going. We'll figure that out in the first commercial break. But how you doing today, Danger? It's just you and I.
Yeah.
No DC, no double B.
Yeah, it's...
I might go down and grab Billy DeTore. I saw him. He's here. He's doing podcasts right now. I was thinking about going down and grabbing him for a second.
No, I'm not good enough.
No, you are
good
enough.
I see how it is.
You are good enough. I just say...
Yeah, for 20 years.
Don't sell yourself short, my man. But welcome to the show today. We're here to talk about a lot of wrestling. as well as, I guess, the buildup for Fastlane. We're going to take your calls, too. 222-1280, star 1280, or your texts. I figured out how to get this text thing working while I'm talking to you guys on the air. But we always, we are.
I got the texter up.
Do you? We're willing to believe you, and we appreciate, though, when people text us or call us, because we want to talk about the world of wrestling. And we, you know, last week we had some interesting calls. You know, we're coming right off of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And like I said, next week, what was it?
Next week is Fastlane.
It's like just rapid fire. So
they got rushed one in between WrestleMania.
So there's a few things we want to talk about before we get too deep. Why don't you mention this Bruce Pritchard news? A guy we had on the show, I believe, wasn't that long ago when he came on and talked to us?
No, because he did the...
He did.
Was something to wrestle at Comedy at Carlson.
But we talked to him.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll talk about him for a second.
Bruce Pritchard is now one of the heads, or the head, of WWE Creative. He got rehired late last week. He just started again on Monday.
A man who was in town doing a podcast, 2 months ago?
He's sticking with the podcast, too.
Is he really?
He announced that yesterday. He said the podcast could go on as planned, including his event at appearance at StarCast.
Okay.
But
StarCast is not officially aligned with AEW.
It's Conrad Thompson's thing.
It's Conrad Thompson's thing. You know, the guy who also works with Eric Bischoff.
Correct.
I also worked with Ric Flair on his podcast.
Yes.
So he's a guy who's, you know, he's made a career in podcasting.
And apparently he's talking to Jim Ross to do one with him as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Jim Ross, I thought, was doing one, but I know he was starting, he would stop, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Steve Austin. Steve Austin gets in these habits where he'll pull out like two a week and then he won't put one out for a month. Because I know he's working. He's like an actor. He does some stuff. So when he gets a job, he stops, you know. But when he's home, he kills time talking about deer on his property and stuff, you know.
And making up funny, funny stories.
Yes, definitely. I don't know if he's making them up. He's retelling them.
I don't know.
Them.
He's got some funny stories that I can tell you probably did not happen.
Okay.
And that I can't repeat on air.
And Steve's a great dude. I mean, I'd love to have him back on the show again. It's been a while since we've talked with him.
But Bruce Pritchard is now back in a main creative position.
Now, listen, the last time he was in a creative position was quite a long time ago.
Well, with WWE.
Yeah.
He was in one with
TNA.
With TNA for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, he's the one who I think destroyed the knockout division. Isn't he the guy who came in and like?
Well, he was on and off for a while, and last time he was working there, I believe, is when
I shouldn't say destroyed. I will say that he didn't focus on it like it was being focused before. Yes. Okay.
So he hasn't been working with TNA since whenever they were going to do the global thing, and they had Jim Cornette come back to fire him, and then Jeff Jarrett got fired in real life and all sorts of fun stuff.
And by the way, Impact in their video vault or whatever has ditched all their GFW stuff.
Yes.
So that's pretty much history now with Jeff Jarrett working for WWE and GFW.
Well, there's also a lawsuit.
Is there really?
There was a lawsuit for the content from Jarrett to Anthem, and Anthem admitted destroying the footage.
Really?
Which is like a big no-no, so.
Yeah. So, but Bruce Pritchard is a man who was just in town not too long ago doing his live podcast. It was November, right?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was. And now he's back in creative control. He has a creative control aspect. So you think, so not only that, and why don't we talk a little bit about creative issues? Because not only that, but they've also hired Dana Warrior to come in and give a woman's perspective on wrestling. Dana Warrior, the wife of the Ultimate Warrior, a man whose image has been completely polished over to the point where you have no idea how a right-wing conservative dude he really was in his...
It wasn't even right-wing conservative. Right-wing conservatives think this guy was a wacko.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go with what his beliefs were and what he said in Brockport...
Yes.
Then his wife doesn't have a perspective.
Yeah. True, because he, you know, he... He, yeah, nevertheless, his image has been made over since he passed away. And he is
130%.
Yeah, and so he is not the wonderful guy. I mean, yes, he had some great deep thought type of things he talked about. He was very into like the Constitution, feeling how it was a timeless document, you know, and about how you know, in 1,000 years, you can still go back to the Constitution and run a society on it. So
we won't get into what some of the founding fathers actually said about that in their time. But.
Yeah, yeah, true. I mean, they fought about it for quite a long time. But
yes.
But now his wife is now giving WWE a women's perspective, and Danger and I talked briefly about it this morning, and I said maybe it's like Vicky Guerrero. They, you know, they're helping her out because maybe she wasn't the breadwinner in the family, and she needs a gig, and you know, and or maybe needs to make some money. I wouldn't be surprised at all because the WWE is good that way with like supporting family members of people who help build their company.
They still have the policy that anyone who has worked for them that needs to go to rehab, they'll do it full trip. They paid for Jeff Jarrett to go to rehab when he was working right after he left GFW.
Yeah, yeah.
And that opened up the relationship with them again to put him in the Hall of Fame and everything like that.
Do you still think that he can sit in a room with JR and not be uncomfortable, or either of them be uncomfortable? Because he's the one who held JR up, and it got JR a lot of grief from the management there.
He got a lot of money for that.
He did. He held him up, so.
But, this reeks of someone needing a job, because she's never been involved with wrestling in her entire life.
But
neither have most of the writers either, so.
No, true. Let's just say that we've had two creative positions created or changed in this past week. What does that tell you going into WrestleMania?
Well, seeing as we don't know the card yet.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
It looks like they made a change just this week.
What, with Roman Reigns coming back?
No.
With
the SmackDown title.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I think that's kind of an angle because he did.
Oh, no. The change of what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's going to be Kofi.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They switched him.
Huh. So Kofi was originally supposed to be the next one, and then they were going to have
Kevin Owens come back after that.
Yeah. So
if you remember 2 weeks ago when he first debuted his cell phone footage, he said he's about a month away.
Yeah. Well, he's not a month away anymore because
he wrestled on Tuesday.
He did. So maybe, you know, I mean, well, you know, maybe the always old cell phone footage, you know, from a couple of weeks before. Who knows? Interesting. We got a couple calls on the line. We're going to might as well get them before we go to break here. We got Mike from Rochester. What's up, Mike? How are you doing today?
Good, Rich. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
All right. Before I get into my comment, I just want to have one quick question.
Sure.
With the New Japan Ring of Honor show on the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah, the one that there's going to be nobody who is promoting the event actually on the card. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was getting to. Do you think that once that show is over with and completed, that New Japan will continue to have their relationship with Ring of Honor, or do you think that they will go with AEW? Because the idea of that show selling out, I think, had a lot to do with the Elite guys. And now that they're not going to be on the show, I just wonder how New Japan and Ring of Honor's relationship is going to be going forward.
They've already got shows booked together through May, at least, because they're coming back to Buffalo at the end of May.
Yeah.
Together as a War of the Worlds type deal.
Okay, so you think the relationship will continue even once All Elite starts to get off the ground?
I think for the time being it'll continue. I can't speak to when there's television, everything involved with All Elite.
Yeah.
I can't speak to when October happens and their TV show drops.
Right, okay. That was my question. Now my comments. If you remember last week, we got into a spirited debate, I would assume, about the Kofi Kingston, if he was world title material or not.
I remember that, and one of our co-hosts who's not here today hung up on you.
That's fine. That's fine. That's no big deal. No problems. But my thing is that I don't think SmackDown this past Tuesday night did him any favors. Obviously, I agree with what you just said, because I was listening when I was on the phone waiting, is that Kofi's going to get the shot at Mania. And maybe he'll even end up winning the WWE Championship. And it'll be great for him if that's what happens. But to me, I watched that show as a fan, and he came off as a geek. Again, like he's in the ring. He's got his two buddies. He's about to sign the contract. Vince McMahon's music plays. He's in the way in the beginning, okay?
Yeah, but let me mention one thing. The
sure.
Same thing happened 2 weeks before with Ronda Rousey on Monday Night Raw when Stephanie and Shane were like, you know, letting Becky Lynch know that she was going to be the competitor, and then Vince McMahon's music hit and came out, and the same exact thing happened.
I agree, and that's part of their problem. They do the same storylines on both shows, but the difference was this. Becky Lynch wasn't signing a contract. She was already in the ring, and she just assumed that the match was happening because she was reinstated. So to me, she came off as a person who got screwed over, not as a geek. Kofi, he just signed a contract. You're right there. Signed a contract, and then if Vince wants to overrule, you could say, well, I signed a contract for Fastlane, so you can't take this match away from me. Am I supposed to assume as a fan that that contract didn't have his name on it and that he didn't even look over it?
I don't know about contracts nowadays, to be honest with you, because sometimes it's like, because we've seen other people sign their names on contracts and it became illegal, you know, when they grabbed it from somebody else and signed it, you know? Kevin Owens did that, yes. I believe, you know?
That's, I guess so. But I looked at it as like, he's got his two buddies there, and when Kevin Owens comes out, why didn't they try to jump him? Why didn't he, like, try to, like, create more of a fuss about it? And then he teams up with him later in the show. Like, on Raw, Ronda Rousey is basically saying that I don't even want to be the women's champion if Becky's not inserted into the match. Now, obviously, they're lead to a three-way, and that's an angle. But on the show as a fan, Ronda Rousey shows, like, me as a person that she's standing up to the authority doing a BS decision. They did a BS decision to Kofi Kingston with his two buddies there, and he just walks away. To me, he looks like a geek. That's just my take.
Oh, that segment was terrible.
Yeah, you know, it was. And
the best person in that segment, the guy who got over most, is the guy who didn't say a word and just sat in a chair, and that's Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, exactly. 100%
agree. That's why I said what I said last week. It wasn't like people think on Twitter that I dislike Kofi Kingston. I don't. But I just think that he needs all the credibility that he can get because he has not been booked. Just a month ago, he was throwing pancakes into the crowd. He needs all the credibility he could get if he wants to be a WWE champion and then a successful one going forward if he wins the belt in Mania. And I think by the time they get to Mania, there's going to be a lot of fans hoping Daniel Bryan keeps the belt. That's just my opinion.
I'm one of those fans, I think, you know, I mean, but listen, Kofi Kingston was kind of sniffling and had his head down and kind of like wandered back up the wall. Yeah. Up the ramp there, you know,
you gotta show fire.
What?
I understand it was probably written that way and you have to do what's written
exactly.
As an employee, but that's terrible.
Yeah. I agree, guys. That's my concern is that. That's what I said about the man makes the title doesn't make the man. And every time they try to put a belt on somebody and then hopefully that person gets over by being champion, whether it was Bray Wyatt or The Miz back in the day or Jinder Mahal, it never ends up working.
No.
To me, in wrestling, the guys who draw the most money are the guys who are ready to be the champion and then the belt's like a prize.
Yeah, like Daniel Bryan, you know,
perfect
example.
Becky Lynch now.
Becky Lynch, you're correct. I agree, you know, and I think, and it was. I think, you know, I mean, it was like a poor show. The first 30 minutes of that show is like, what? I don't get it, you know? I mean, and I know we kind of discussed amongst each other, we were tweeting while the show was on, saying, is Vince McMahon trying to, like, get, you know, maybe get kicked out of the company by trying to make changes and stuff, and maybe he'll get thrown out in his position?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask, like, is this his character now? Is his character that he's a real life, he's lost his mind, he just changes his mind all the time?
He gets a lot of blame for everything that's bad, and he rarely gets any praise for anything that's good. And when they do,
there's not much good.
I know, but they don't do a lot of good, but he is the man who, like, checks off everything that goes on TV. So I will say that, you know, maybe that's what they're doing, is maybe they're going to have is Stephanie and Shane are going to have him, like, you know, put into a mental hospital or something, you know, and I mean, they could do the whole infighting in the McMahon
family. Scott Hall going to be the bus driver?
Yeah, Scott Hall the bus driver. The whole infighting amongst the McMahon family, and I could see that happening because I felt that after he did the Becky Lynch thing, because there was like no payoff after that. You know, there's the only thing it was, it's like, okay, you know, you're taken out of the match, and then you're going to show up and you're going to beat, you know, people and get arrested. And I didn't even get what Becky Lynch was doing Monday night when she was built. She goes, this is the belt. This is the waist you're going to put the belt around or whatever. As she's being handcuffed and dragged up the. I'm one of the only guys on the show that's really not into this whole Becky Lynch thing going on right now. I don't think you know, you can do it in a PG world. And they're trying to do Steve Austin.
Did you see their tweets this week? They ain't going PG.
I can understand what your point on that. I think it would have been much simpler to just would have did the one-on-one match and just had the build with Ronda wins matches on Raw and Becky wins matches on SmackDown. instead of going through all the McMahon stuff.
Yeah. Kind of like what, you mean, we don't want to flash back to Sasha versus Charlotte, where Charlotte would win every match on pay-per-view and Sasha would win every match on TV, pretty much.
Yeah. And, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I thought, like, the best way to build that match was, I don't know if you remember SummerSlam 2002 when The Rock wrestled Brock Lesnar. And the build for that match was The Rock was always The Rock. He would always talk trash and do everything. He would, you know what I mean? No matter if he won or lost, he would talk trash. But Brock Lesnar was the one character he didn't do that with. The first time Brock Lesnar showed up on TV against The Rock, I think Brock gave him an F5 and a couple of suplexes. And then The Rock went back to the University of Miami and did all these training videos. He ran up the stairs. He did the jump box and all that stuff because sure. In his mind as a character, Brock Lesnar was special. He was different. And I got to do all this to get ready. There's no more nursery rhyme jokes and all that. And then he ended up losing anyway. But it got over to Brock Lesnar character as something special. I thought that that's the way they should have built the Ronda Becky match.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it's like, I don't think Ronda absolutely needs to be cutting promos, okay? I just have a hard time, you know, because it sounds so rehearsed when she's doing, and then she got garbled up on Monday Night Raw, and then they had to use that garbled portion when they came back, you know, where she kind of like, you know, just flubbed her lines a little bit. And it's like, they actually used that messed up part. They couldn't like redo it because it was live TV.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I don't dislike Ronda. I mean, I just don't think I think, you know, she's come in for her one and done and she'll be done and go do her own thing. But, I mean, if she wanted to be a wrestler, I mean, there's a lot more to what she's doing to be a wrestler. And I think she's got really some of the best, you know, it dumbfounds me why we didn't get, like, Heyman with her or someone who could talk for her, where all she had to do was go and physically do it, because she can do that part with no problem, apparently, you know? Mm-hmm. Though sometimes it looks like she is hurting people, you know, especially with those arm bars. But, dude, we got to run a break, man. Thank
Absolutely,
you for calling.
Mike. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. You too. 222-1280, star 1280. We got calls lined up to do when we get on the flip side. Got more things to talk about. We had a return of an ex-WWF champion, WWE champion. He might have been WWF champion.
I think we had two, but we already talked about one.
Yeah, we already mentioned one, but there's another one who came back, you know, and just in time to celebrate with Ric Flair this past week. We'll talk about that later. You'll listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And that overwhelming support that you gave me, it gave me strength. It gave me new life. It gave me a new opportunity, and it gave me a new purpose. You see, here in WWE, a lot of your purpose as a young superstar is to win titles and to climb that mountain and to achieve the top and to put your flag in, and that's still very important. But for me, the only thing that is important, that I have the ability to step foot in this ring every single night. And if I can do that, I'm going to use this platform, this giant WWE platform that is global and the whole world can see it. I'm going to use it to raise awareness, and I'm going to use it to support those who are in need, just like I was.
This man is an overnight success over the past 11 years.
Ordinary. Nah, I get it. You fear the unknown. But the only thing that you need to know about me is written on my flesh. Now allow me to translate a little bit for you. Tonight, Rusev and Nakamura will fade to black.
The good news is I'm in remission, y'all. So with that being said, the big dog is back!
This is Madison Rain. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Elias music. We never get to hear it anymore because he starts in the middle of the ring.
And then gets interrupted.
Of course, all the time. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy. Don't forget, tonight we're going to be out Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 235. Rochester's own. And I'm sorry, but I will always claim him as Rochester's own. Even if he lives in Endicott, New York, or...
He was born here.
Yeah, but he lives in Arizona.
It pops up on the screen when he comes down.
Yep, so John Jones is fighting, defending his light heavyweight title tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door in the main event of UFC 235. Tyron Woodley is defending his title right before that, and it is a stacked card from top to bottom. Five incredible fights. Cody Garbrandt's fighting again, you know, coming off a couple losses, but he was a champ not too long ago. And Robbie Lawler is fighting. Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Ben Askren's first fight in the UFC.
The guy who got traded for Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, he was traded for Mighty Mouse. You know, trades do happen.
Apparently.
Dreams do happen. So we're in the middle of talking a bunch of stuff, 222-1280, and believe me, I've seen some funny texts coming through, so thank you. Keep texting away. I will read the funny ones in a little bit, but I don't want to keep the caller on the line too long. And if you want to give us a call, 222-1280 is the number. Same number to text. Got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the vine.
Hey, you're welcome. I give you
a first,
is that licorice? Vines? No, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, good morning. Thanks for your time. A few things on my mind today. I switched my cable around a little, my configurations and my channels, and I picked up Access TV.
You get New Japan Wrestling as well as women.
That's my first, quote-unquote, experience with them besides seeing the guys in ROH. I was blown away. Did you see the Tanahashi Switchblade match? It went about 50 minutes before they came back from commercial, and he did a 10-minute promo.
No, I've not watched this week. Yeah, and a lot of the ones that are on now have been taped a while ago, so they keep it constantly going, but it's not always new material. But Tanahashi's unbelievable. I mean, he did the match of the year with Kenny Omega, so... definitely, you know, he's a quality talent out there, and you know, and he's like a guy who's held that New Japan Pro Wrestling heavyweight title. I'm not even sure which title is it. They have so many weird titles there. They have like the
Jay White's got the IWGP title now.
That's right, Jay White, because Kenny Omega left, some people say it's because Kenny Omega left. I can't guarantee that, but Jay White, of course, formerly a guy who was within Ring of Honor, I believe. As well as other places. But, there's a lot of guys. You'll see a lot of guys on New Japan that you remember from WWE as different names.
Well, they're saying Jay White's going to headline the show right before Mania against Okada.
Okada? Wow. And this is going to be in Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
So it's well worth the show to go to. It's just that the people who promoted it aren't there anymore.
I heard some rumblings that's true that the Time Traveler has signed with WWE Development.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When
Kushida?
Yeah. When did that happen?
Right after.
Was that part of that whole list of people who got signed in?
I don't think they've officially announced him yet, but right after Wrestle Kingdom, he left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He finished up around the same time as Omega.
Wow. And okay, very cool. So got that to look forward to, and they lost a Tommy. So the bunch of guys are coming and going down there.
Hideo Tommy left.
He did. He went back to New Japan.
Well, he went back to Japan.
He went back to Japan. We don't know where he'll show up, but I'm guessing it's probably New Japan where he may.
Or Noah.
Sure.
Okay. And then I also was checking out some of the WOW with Jeannie Bussa owns some of it.
Yeah. Women of Wrestling with David. What's his name from GLOW? The guy who started GLOW.
Yeah.
He's the announcer there.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad product. I didn't catch all of it. I just caught the tail end of it and watched, obviously, the New Japan right before that. But isn't that Tully Blanchard's daughter that used to be in WWE?
Tessa Blanchard, his daughter? Yes, yes. She's a champ, right? Yes.
Yes.
Tessa Blanchard. She was in the women's tournament. I don't know if she was in both of them. I know she was in the first one.
She was in the first one. She's been working with Impact for a while now.
Yeah, that too. So
she's about to be taking on Gail Kim again.
Gail Kim's
coming. Speaking of the Impact, Madison Rayne got signed back to Impact. I liked her in ROH. So her last match, I believe, last week.
She
won at ROH TV.
She signed a year deal in September and asked for a release, and then immediately re-signed with Impact. But her husband's the main announcer there, so it makes sense, you know.
Who's that?
Josh. What's his last name?
Matthews.
Josh Matthews. Yeah, I mean, he has a real different name, but that's his wife. So.
Oh, okay. Now, as far as the Ric Flair birthday celebration goes...
So you're going to bring up the Batista news we were going to get to, but go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw that coming a mile away. You know it was going to be Hunter and him being worked into the mix of Mania.
Well, that was always the rumor, but we didn't know if Hunter was going to actually be able to go because of his torn pec from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But everyone thought Becky Lynch was going to make a return to do something to Ric Flair instead of Batista showing up this time, because I mean they still have another pay-per-view to promote before WrestleMania goes into full swing. So it's, I mean, the timing was good. I think I liked it.
Yeah. Didn't you feel it was going to happen with as late as it was getting? It's like, oh, this is, because we had heard Batista had been floating around, you know, and it came out heavy in the news a couple days before that he was looking for a match with Hunter at WrestleMania. So, and
do you think it's gonna be a mini one, or is it just gonna be kind of a one-off kind of thing?
I think it'll be a one-off. He's an actor now, isn't he? I mean, though he says he doesn't want to go back to acting. He says he likes wrestling. He wants to do wrestling.
He says he wants to do one last run where he does the house shows and everything, and he wants to do it as a heel. Well, he came back as a heel, so.
And speaking of a week from today, right now WWE's going to be in town here, and you know, we got the Raw brand in town here 1 week from today.
Yes. Speaking of that, you boys gonna be hanging out at a local establishment before the fights?
Yeah. If I'm not working, I will be there. I promise you that. And we might have some tickets.
Wait, at the show or
no?
Or
no, working in general. You know, but I will say that we have some we have a pair of tickets to give away later on the show. So I've just thrown that out now. Got to do them before the end of the show, which thank you for reminding me of that, because it's like, hate not to give them away, you know?
Definitely. And one last thing. Now, as far as Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins are concerned, when Rollins came out to congratulate and hug his boy Roman, kind of left that awkward, not so awkward-ish look back in the ring to Ambrose. Do you think that leaves any door open per chance at all?
I was guessing that they're going to work Roman back into WrestleMania, but maybe have him teaming with Ambrose. That's what I thought at first, you know?
Well, it looks like the Quicken Loans Arena is advertising for Fastlane. That will be Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins taking on the mid-card of doom of Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, and Baron Corbin.
Oh, ooh. And so we might get a third person showing up.
We might get a third person showing up.
Yeah, so because you heard Ambrose say that he wanted to get the guys back. He goes, you know, when we're going to get back together, you know what I'm talking about. He kind of like was hinting heavily backstage about that. So
you don't think he is gone totally for sure?
Oh, you mean like when WrestleMania's over? He's gone. He's you know, they were playing it up for a while. Now I don't think they care anymore. But they can't. They're not having him lose out at least completely yet.
Well, he's getting beat up every week.
He is getting beat up. I will give him that. But
that one match a few weeks ago against McIntyre, whoever it was, like a 5-minute match.
Yeah, and they made it pretty quick, and then you know, but you know, there's so many things that aren't sure about with WrestleMania right now, so. You know, I mean, remember when CM Punk was on like the last day of his contract and no one thought he was going to beat John Cena at a pay-per-view?
And he did.
Do you think the same thing could happen with Ambrose? You know, could they?
Well, Roman Reigns was asked in a legit Q&A what he thought about Dean Ambrose leaving. He says, I'm going to take care of that.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that going to be a WrestleMania matchup then?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's because there's so many things that really aren't sure of, except for now we're pretty sure of we're going to get Kofi and Daniel Bryan, I think, at WrestleMania.
I will say that if Roman Reigns can come out and cut actual promos that make people feel like he did this week and they give him non-scripted stuff, he's going to get over a lot more. I mean, he's not going to not be over now. He just beat leukemia.
Yeah.
But it's going to help him in the long run. And it showed everyone would be the same way. No one can script how you talk.
You know what's funny is that there's a question and answer with Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan, and they asked him who they would like to take on right now, if they could take on anybody. And Ric Flair said, I would like to be a heel against Batista. Right? I mean, against Roman Reigns right now. So because right now, because the heel would get the most heat you could ever get off at anybody like Roman Reigns. So, you know, because you know, it's perfectly set up, you know. And Roman Reigns, you know, I'll give him a lot of credit. I felt that it was a scripted promo he cut this past week. I really felt it sounded very scripted to me. And I like it when he came out and really talked from his heart the last time he was out, when he, like, you know, handed the belt down and walked away. And I just didn't get that same feeling when he came out this week. It felt to me very scripted on what he said, you know what I mean?
Well, it was, I don't know if it was scripted. I think he was given points. He obviously was very happy, and he did soak in the crowd a bit, which is good. I don't think it was as much of a surprise as last time.
Yeah.
Everyone knew he was, I mean, they started promoting it, Thursday, Friday, that he was going to be on. So everybody knew he was going to be there. And you know he's not coming back to say, hey, I'm still fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to come back and say, well, I'm going to be gone another 6 months.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because I think people have seen him do the, you know, the pictures with The Rock for the new movie, The Fast and Furious.
And the rumor came out that he was training with a personal trainer for his comeback.
Yeah. And also he's doing a Nickelodeon show or something now. So, you know, anything else, Rick?
Nope. That about covers my 20 points. I appreciate that, guys. Catch you on the flip side.
We will. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We're going to go to break on that note. You sound like you look like you got something to say.
No. Having Mad Dog in the chat or in the live video chat is awesome.
Mad Dog.
I'm going to throw it out there. It's pretty funny to watch.
Mad Dog. Yeah. As long as he doesn't send me pictures of bodies in the Genesee River anymore, that's okay, man.
We do have something on the flip side, though, that Ric Flair did say that's not great news at that Q&A he did with Hogan.
Oh, we got to do that. That's up
next.
You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Just reinstate Becky. Reinstate Becky for WrestleMania. I am at my wit's end. Just do it.
Hey, Hunter. Do I have your attention now?
Rhonda, it's just not that easy. And I don't know how many times we have to go through this. Your opponent at WrestleMania is Charlotte Flair.
Yo, you want to get hardcore, you want to get extreme, well, the Sandman does it by listening to 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Break number two out of the way. We got another one real quick here. 222-1280 star 1280 if you want to get in before that. But Danger Boy,
yes.
Big news we missed. We haven't got to yet.
Yeah, the first one came out. It just came out yesterday, or I saw it this morning. Ric Flair, while talking to a panel with Hulk Hogan in a Q&A yesterday, announced that Harley Race has terminal lung cancer, which is very sad because Harley Race is one of the greatest champions of all time. And, you know, he broke both his legs a couple years ago and apparently was having issues with that afterwards. But he was still active in his own wrestling school and all that kind of stuff. So it's sad news. That's all we've heard about it, but I have no reason to believe that Ric Flair would just make that up. So we have that going on. And for those who like the NXT call-ups that happened and are wondering why you didn't see Ciampa or Gargano wrestle this week, apparently Tommaso Ciampa has a neck injury that he's been working with for a while, and they're trying to let him heal up a little bit. And he's going to get taken care of after his match at TakeOver against somebody who he's wrestled before that we can't mention because it's a spoiler.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, apparently there's supposed to be a four-way on Monday. It was supposed to be those two versus Gargano and Black versus, I think, the Revival and one other tag team. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were supposed to take, it was supposed to be originally them versus the Bar again on Tuesday, and then they made it Gargano versus Cesaro, and the rest of the guys were going to be on the side. And then they decided to change it completely and put the Hardys in there, because who doesn't like when the Hardys come back randomly?
That's true, and the amazing thing is the Hardys won, of course, and they didn't win the titles, though, and that's another grief I have is when you beat the champs, you should have the titles, but that's okay.
They're not the champs.
Oh, that's right, they're not the champs.
The Usos are the champs.
I keep forgetting, so interesting, that's right. I keep forgetting those guys, that's right, they lost at the last pay-per-view, and the Usos, actually.
They lost two pay-per-views ago.
Was it two pay-per-views ago?
Yeah, and then the Usos beat McMahon and Miz.
Yeah, where are the Usos anyways?
They were on last week, but not this week. This week was a little crowded with Vince and Kofi. And
yeah, the terrible first segment.
Yes.
So, wow. So Ric Flair, now the thing is nothing's confirmed on what Ric Flair said either.
No, nothing's confirmed, but I don't know why Ric Flair would make that up.
No, he wouldn't. And it was part of that which is, can you imagine being there and having Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan telling stories?
I saw some of the recaps of it, and the guys said Ric Flair was absolutely hilarious, and Hogan was a little more reserved, but he was still telling stories.
Yeah.
So those two going back and forth, that's got to be awesome.
Well, I mean, they were two of the biggest guys at one point in this country, in the world, for wrestling, and they were like one each led a different company at the same time. So pretty cool. 222-1280 Star 12. We got Buddy Buddy Brian online. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you? This past week, the way they're running on Raw, and when they were having the celebration for the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Yeah, Nature Boy, yep.
What kind of matches do you think Batista was sending to the McMahons or to WWE of what he did to Ric Flair?
Well, I mean, he wants a match with Triple H. I mean, I think the last time they showed up, which was that, what was it, SmackDown's 1,000th show? Or was that what it was, where he said
that Triple H has never beat him.
Yeah, he's kind of taking shots at Triple H, and now, you know, and Batista wants to come back and do some wrestling. We just talked about it a minute ago, so he wants to run, and, you know, maybe give him a championship. I don't know. His last run was kind of like in between movies, too. Thank you, Brian. His last run was in between movies.
And it did not go the way anybody wanted it to.
Daniel Bryan won the title in a three-way with Randy Orton and him. So it was like, it was definitely, and I mean, maybe he can come back. I mean, you know, it's been a while since Guardians of the Galaxy 2, you know, and I mean, he's waiting on the third one to make.
If they end up making
it. And why not have him if he's going to be Infinity Wars? I think, you know, I mean, yes, he got turned to dust. I'm sorry, spoiler, oops, you know, but he is one of the guys who perforated, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, why not? I would have him. I actually like the guy now. I never was a fan of his when he first came up. I didn't like, you know. You know, when he was part of, like, you know, hanging with Ric Flair, Triple H, and Randy Orton, that was okay. But
I liked him when he turned on Triple H. I mean, I thought they did a good job with that whole thing. But everything after that was kind of just like, you can see his limitations.
I remember him and Booker T got in a fight backstage before SummerSlam.
Yes.
When they were doing the photo of everybody for SummerSlam. I guess him and Booker T got a little punching match or whatever. And I think Booker T got the worst out of it, too. I think he's the one who was punished for the whole thing. But Batista has quite a history, and I think WWE would be happy to have someone who's in mainstream movies, because he's going to be Infinity War. I'm guessing he'll be back in this next, you know, the sequel, Endgame, coming up here in less than two months.
I mean, you can check IMDb and check.
Yeah, I mean, even if they do a flashback, he was in the first one, so,
yeah.
You know, who knows? We'll see what happens, you know, but if he is, then that's great for them.
And everyone loves his character, Drax.
Yes, very funny, very funny guy, and, you know.
Very literal.
Yes.
Nothing goes over his head.
Without a doubt.
He would jump up and catch it.
We're going to go to break on that. We'll be back right after this. Joseph in the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
That title sure does cover up those beautiful abs of yours. I mean, you gotta let those babies breathe, you know?
Alexi, you're trying to make me blush?
Again! For you.
Oh, just the man.
What's
we were
going
talking
down
about.
Here?
These two comedians were just saying a couple of things.
Stand up!
Yeah, they were saying how this guy right here, he said you looked like a pig.
Pig?
And this one right here said you look like a bowling ball.
Bowling ball?
Of a boulder. And they said that you were digging in the dumpster for cheeseburgers.
Cheese!
Funny, huh?
Oh, yeah!
Dunnies.
Yeah! That's what you get for messing with heavy machinery!
Hey, this is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280. WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I don't know about these guys, but
I can't hate them.
No, I can't hate them. I mean, I'm getting a real real feel, kind of like Eugene. You know, I'm sorry, but you remember Eugene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, Tucky. Jeez!
All right, 222-1280 Star Toys number. We're going to go to the phones. We haven't given those tickets away yet, so don't call yet. Got Calvin from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, I got a question, but you brought up Eugene. Doesn't he run or own a wrestling school, like in Canada or something?
He was training at Ohio Valley Wrestling, I thought. Did you know, you're thinking of Santino Marella, and he's up in Toronto.
Yes, yeah, that's it. You're right. Santino's in Toronto.
Santino does, and he does run shows up there. He does it. It's an MMA gym that teaches wrestling,
too. It's Battle Arts or something like that.
Battle Arts Academy, yeah. And he's up there. He's making some good money, and he's doing it. And he's been doing it for years now. Great guy, too. You know, so definitely, man. Anything else?
Real quick. Real quick. The reason why I called, three-generation family, avid fans of wrestling. My dad goes to me yesterday. He's like, what's the chance that the storyline here with Roman Reigns is a farce? That, yes, he has the leukemia, but they're utilizing this to bring him back to make him a good guy so he's loved again, so they can take him away from the bad guy and bring him back in to make him a good guy.
That's a good question. I think I don't know. That would be terrible to do something like
yeah.
that. That would be,
you know, I agree. Yeah. I agree. But it seems pretty strange that he comes back in four months.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a leukemia survivor myself, so I know that there's meds out there that can get you straightened out pretty quick, and so it doesn't surprise me that he did get straightened out. He got back in remission pretty quick, so.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I just didn't realize it was like that simple. That quick. You know?
Well, I mean, it's cancer's cancer, but when they tell you have the Cadillac of cancers, it's like, this is the one that we can cure. You know, I'm not sure exactly what form of leukemia he has, but they're just very, very treatable.
Okay. I just want to clear the air so I can call my pops back. I'm like, hey, you know, it's legit, you know. Don't think negatively.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that WWE is kind of, they would be put in a bad position if that was the case, you know.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. They'd be probably ruined. Yeah, it'd be bad. PR for that would ruin them. That's all I got. I'll see you guys at the show next week. Got some nice floor high five seats.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you, man. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, guys.
All right. 222-1280, *1280. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if people were going to think that, because
I've seen it floating around, and I've seen it shot down just as quick.
I've seen some people criticize online, saying, you know, it doesn't make sense. And it's like, but no, I can tell you, as a survivor, they can get that in check quick. You know, I mean, sometimes it's a change of medication. I mean,
yeah, it's obvious he didn't have the one where he needed the bone marrow transplant.
Yeah, the bone marrow transplant is
that's the killer. Yeah, that's the one that takes forever.
It's a lot to come back from, but he looks, you know, I mean, he looked a little bit softer, so obviously he hasn't had the time, you know, to get in all the workouts.
Well, do we know he looks softer? Because usually he's wearing that vest, so.
But he never wears anything from the shoulders to the hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, but, you know, he'll work himself back into shape and everything. That's good for, you know, I mean, power to him, man. That's one of those things where it's like, and I think that would just, that'd be a huge PR disaster if it was.
They're a publicly traded company.
Yeah, you can't do that.
They'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I'm sure there's insurance on him, too, you know, in case something like that ever happened, and insurance probably payouts were made. Who knows? I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's like whenever you hear about a baseball player getting injured, then you find out, well, the team doesn't really hurt that bad because they have insurance on him, and the insurance company will pay his salary during his injury timeout, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm sure the same thing works with WWE. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's a complicated world of sports entertainment there, you know?
Yeah.
But any other news? We didn't really go through much news, actually. Honky Tonk Man got the nod to go into the Hall of Fame. I was surprised at that.
I'm only surprised at that because I know who Wayne Ferris is.
Yeah, yeah.
And what he said about the company and all that kind of stuff. But apparently anyone can bury hatchets after a Jeff Jarrett thing, so.
Sure.
You know what? I'm glad to see it. I usually argue with their choices and say they're not worthy. Honky Tonk Man was an Intercontinental champion forever.
He was. He did. You know, he's the longest reigning Intercontinental champion, I think, to this date still. And I mean, in one run, we'll say one continuous run, because he ran. Yeah. But, you know, he also then lost it in 15 seconds, the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania. So, I mean, that's how it ended his run. But, you know, which is kind of monumental into lifting the Warrior up, too. So, who else had theorized to be going into the Hall of Fame? I heard the Hart Foundation.
Heard that, but they didn't know because of the, they already had the group going in. But it was only going to be the originals. It was going to be Jimmy Hart, Bret Hart again, and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah. Okay.
So they had talked about that. They still haven't announced who the Warrior recipient is, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't Matt Capitelli.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would be great. Yeah. Especially with, you know, what he went through, you know, up until the end there. So, yeah, I hope so. We'll see what happens. I mean, they've always loved him and sent a lot of love his way.
Yes.
So, I mean, definitely. But, you know, and then there's I don't know how many people are going in this year.
Well, they'll do their old class that they don't actually ever show. They just talk about for a second. But I don't know how many they'll go. I mean, they're kind of stretching.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so far so good. I mean, DX, you know, I mean.
I agree that they should be in, but
there's guys in DX who might be. That's the only way they're getting in. You know, Billy Gunn, X-Pac, Road Dogg. The Road Dogg's been working for him for a lot, many, many years. So,
is there a way to get China in?
China, yeah. I mean, which I, you know, everyone, you know, Rochester embraced that big time. You know?
I didn't.
Well, I know we talked.
She didn't
about
embrace it. Rochester, so no one in Rochester should embrace her.
Well, but it's one of those.
And
things.
That's not the reason I don't think she should be in. That's just something that is the truth.
Yeah.
She hated Rochester.
Yes, I know. She wouldn't admit she ever was from here, but she had a bad time here. But she did grow up in Rochester, you know. I mean, she grew up and went to high school here. So, and, you know, it's, you know, and so always the discussion is, you know, who made a bigger impact from the city, you know. And it's like right now, Luke Harper, without a doubt, you know. Hopefully we'll see Luke Harper soon.
Well, if you're going all time, you got to go Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla Monsoon, yeah. You know, without a doubt. Yeah, and he's already in the Hall of Fame, so.
Yes.
But, you know, but there, what was the other? There was like another girl that was going to go in, too, and I can't remember who it was. I saw the imaginary list of silhouettes, and it's like they always have to have one female wrestler go in, too. So it's like I'm not sure who it was, but. You know, we'll get surprised in the next few weeks, and we still, you know, we have one pay-per-view next week. We'll talk.
Yeah, things will kick up right after that pay-per-view.
We'll talk a bit about that as we get close. It'll be next week, obviously. And, of course, WWE is coming to town next weekend, and I know you folks are waiting for this. You know, I could, like, completely forget, not give them away, but right now, caller 12, if you haven't won in the last 60 days, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the live event, which is 1 week from today at the Blue Cross Arena. I believe it's 7 o'clock start time. It's a Raw event coming to town, so everyone from Raw will be here.
Ronda Rousey is going to be here.
Ronda Rousey is going to be here, so you definitely don't want to miss that.
This will probably be the only time you ever get to see her live.
Yeah, she may not be with the company much longer. So if you're caller 12 and you haven't won in the last 60 days, you got a pair of tickets. And we're going to get out of here. But next week we will definitely be promoting Fastlane, and we'll try not to bring the sound effects in. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if Vince McMahon pulls another crazy move as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania. The season is well in, and hopefully we start seeing some match announcements, too. Maybe they'll have to wait till after the pay-per-view. I don't know. Batista, I think, will be pretty quick, though.
I think
that one, after what he did beating up Ric Flair. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Danger Boy. And keep calling 222-1280, star 1280. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.